88.9 Shine FM every Wednesday. I am so blessed to have Kimberly Eckert with me, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Love having you in the Shine family because you've got some great information for all of us. And we've started a topic throughout the month of, July and continuing into August, ways to help our children regain their sense of safety and purpose, life after COVID.
That's right. And today is parenting tip number 3. Give your child something to hold on to. Children may resist making plans because life this last year has been so unpredictable and they don't want to risk another disappointment again. Amy Morin, author and editor-in-chief of Very Well Mind, says this: the rules have changed 800 times and there's no guarantee that anyone will be able to do something. And that has been really tough on our kids. So we want to model for them what I call cautious optimism. Let your child see you lean into life after COVID. Mm. So, for example, Mike, you and I might talk about how we're planning to see a friend and that you can feel your body's carrying some nervous energy, still operating from that old place of protecting us during COVID. Then model how to employ your inner coach. So this is what I would say to my body. Thank you, body, for your service, but I am safe now. I'm vaccinated. I'm going to take some deep breaths, slow my breathing down, and I'm going to hum my favorite song as I bravely step into the restaurant and sit down to wait for my friend. So we want to show our kids out loud how we're doing this reentry as well. And to foster hope, it's also really important to give your child the gift of anticipation. Ask them what they've really missed and what they're looking forward to doing. Then design an activity around that interest that you as parents know is safe. Then plan something you believe will happen. Then talk about it regularly to build the excitement. So, for example, if your son loves football and wants to see their favorite team play again, buy tickets to attend a game after you know he's vaccinated, then count down on a calendar or put straws in a jar that you can remove each day till game day. That will bring back, again, your child's sense of purpose and joy. Life after COVID.
I like that. And yes, always a good thing when moms and dads kind of exemplify to their children what they need to learn. So I really like that. So Kimberly Eckert with me every Wednesday for our parenting moment. And of course, you can find out about Kimberly. I guess she's going to tell you right now. Tell us about Eckert Center.
So we are a one-stop shop for families. So we provide counseling services. We also do what are called psychoeducational or learning assessments. We provide both social skills and academic coaching. And I really encourage people to hop on eckertcenter.com, look through our services, and we make it really easy. You just click the big appointment button, and then that takes you to our online booking system.
And every week, Kimberly, blessing somebody with an initial consultation. To who today?
Let's go with caller number 3 today, Mike.
Caller 3 right now at our Shine Line, 403-276-8888. Thank you very much, Kimberly. Have a great day today, and we'll do it all again next week.
I look forward to it, Mike.